Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nivashesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarne Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In some ways the disappearance day of the spiritual master poses a very heavy question to his disciple. The question is, how loyal are you in my absence? How much are you remembering the goals which I have taught you? Are you still remembering your debt towards me? Many questions which come from the spiritual master, but they come from a realm to which only a very, very difficult road leads. These questions come from, you know, Srila Prabhupada is now beyond this manifested world, this manifested reality, and to access him, to be connected with him, to be still with him, is, let me say, happening only when you are trying to follow his instructions and then make some realizations which convince you that indeed he is there if you follow his instruction. What I wish to express is, in some ways, the contact with Srila Prabhupada is a little bit more removed by his disappearance. And we follow his instructions, but we keep on following them only if we have realization. In old times, when we were with Srila Prabhupada, it was more clear that we follow his instructions. I remember his letters came to all the temples, and we would have once a week Ishtagosti, where we basically read the letters and the instructions, and everyone followed them, because that's what you did, without questioning, and in his presence, following his instructions was just, you didn't even think about it. You had to do it because everyone did it, and you had joined to do this, to follow the instructions. But now, when Srila Prabhupada has left, you will follow his instructions only if you have some realization that this is good, that this is helpful. Otherwise, you will just become what I call a Prabhupada follower by mouth, but not by heart. We have, most of our devotees are following by mouth, and a few by heart. It's a very, very few percentage. So those who follow by heart, or if we want to join those who follow by heart, we will do this only if we have some realization that yes, this is true. Now, I was writing a tribute to Srila Prabhupada today, where I addressed this point, that what I have realized, because I know he wishes to hear this always, what have we realized? I've written something in this regard which I want to offer him. But I would really like to stress this point. You have to follow, but you have to make realizations. Otherwise, it's just too difficult in the absence of Srila Prabhupada. Especially for a person like me. I remember my grandfather would tell me something which I had forgotten, but which is, when he told it to me, it was so real. My grandfather was more important to me than my father, because my grandfather, one could perceive he was a very wise man, a very intelligent man, and very amazing personality. He was also a mystic, and he taught me many, many things. And he remembered one quality about him, which I need to tell you before I read my tribute to Srila Prabhupada. I would always, we would make walks, and on the walks he would show me things. We would make a walk, for instance, in the zoological garden, and he would explain the different animals by showing them to me. Or we would walk into a snowstorm, and then he would leave me sitting alone and train me how to get alone out of the snowstorm. He was from Sweden, he was a very intense personality. And, yes, so we would walk, and he would keep me in his hand, in his right hand, when I was like 5 years. And I would immediately, as soon as we left the house, pull my hand out of his hand and run around and follow my own paths and my own ways until a big dog came. And then as soon as I saw the big dog, the danger for little children, I ran towards him, put my hand into his hand, and we walked. And the minute the dog was gone, I would run away from my grandfather, screaming loud, "Kann alleine, kann alleine, kann alleine." It means I can do it alone. That was my characteristic as a child. I can do it alone. After all, he had taught me a little bit like that when he left me in a snowstorm. He wanted to make me strong. So I can do it alone. Now, when it comes to spiritual life, I have not yet given up totally this kann alleine. I can do it alone. It's part of my personality. It's part how I work in this world, ultimately. And something in me poses the question, why can't we go to God alone? Why do we need someone in between me and God? This is a question which comes from this kennel, I can do it alone. In spiritual life, this question is, why do we, can't we go to God directly? I mean, we are his direct children, he says. So he's the father and the mother of the whole universe. He's the beloved. He's the guru. This morning I read in the prayers of Kula Shikar, where Krishna is the guru, Krishna is the father, Krishna is the mother. So why, especially now after Prabhupada's disappearance day, what has happened, let me say, with my I can do it alone? And I wrote about this question, and I hope Prabhupada will shower his mercy about it. When chanting the holy name all day, I soon find my relationship with Krishna scrutinized, tested, and ultimately revealed. No more imagination. The naked truth is before my eyes. Yes, I would like to be a God-intoxicated lover of Krishna. Yes, I would like to be more pure. But especially in times when I'm either tired or in pain, or hungry and needy, I'm forced to see the facts. Also in other times, when I'm well nourished and everything goes well, I'm forced to see the fact that I'm trying to chant the whole day. I'm severely limited. My relationship with Krishna is theoretical and I'm very insignificant. I'm a conditioned soul, totally helpless, but not hopeless. Yes, there is hope. Hope in the mercy of my exalted spiritual master, by whose strength the impossible becomes possible. Even I can have now a fulfilling relationship with the Holy Name, and that means with Radha and Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada sits so close to Radharani, if I am close to him, I am also near to the divine couple. The Lord explains this in his own words. He says, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. I sit only within the core of my devotees' hearts. And what to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. That's how Krishna sees you, Srila Prabhupada. That I sit in the core of my devotee. And this is how he sees me. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotee, singular, are very dear to me. Nectar. By being somehow dear to you, Srila Prabhupada, who are situated in Krishna consciousness and thus live in Krishna, even I, an insignificant ant, can have access to paradise. But if I avoid satisfying you, am I not like an ant who tries to jump to the moon? In the scriptures, we find a very thought-provoking analogy where the Lord is compared to the sun, the guru to a pond, and the disciple to a lotus flower. If the pond withdraws or recedes, the very sun, which otherwise nourishes the lotus to full growth, will scorch and dry up the flower so that it will eventually die without any color and any fragrance. The same thing happens to a disciple who tries to avoid the guru and independently approach Krishna as the holy name. As the guru withdraws, the very sun of the holy name dries up his attempts to chant and eventually dries up his whole life. If I displease you, Srila Prabhupada, the Lord cannot become pleased. Yasya prasadam bhagavat prasadam. I bow down to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. By his grace we achieve the grace of Krishna. Without his grace everything is lost. Therefore three times a day, at daybreak, noon and evening, we meditate and sing the glories of our exalted spiritual master and bow down to him. A practical realization. Every day I start my chanting with a little aratik ceremony to you, Srila Prabhupada. As I sing the anti-samsara prayers and wave the incense, I wish to offer my japa in service. Whenever it happens that I miss doing this simple gesture of discipleship, the result is almost always there. I experience a dry japa day. The sun may be up, the holy name may be there, but the water of the pond of mercy is not there because I have withdrawn from it. thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for remaining present even when absent. So maybe it is a little scatterbrained. As I read through this, I really want to rewrite it for clarity. But the message really is very clear. There was this one day when I did a few days where I missed my little Aratik ceremony because of going early to the yoga instructor. I just could come out of bed, take a shower. One day I even couldn't take a shower, I was so late. And we leave here at 4:30. So I had no mind. A few times this was there to chant this anti-samsara prayers. And later I was just so nervous that, oh my God, I have to start my rounds. By now I normally have more than 16 rounds done, and today I have none. So I immediately chanted and forgot. And as I was forgetting, something else came back. Kann alleine. I can do it alone. I can chant alone. My old characteristic which I have to fight in my spiritual life came back. I can do it alone. And I said, but you can't cheat Krishna. you chant and you meet and you see in the chanting, you see what is your relationship to Krishna. If it's dry, if you are diverted with your mind, if you are not there, if you can't concentrate, if it's miserable for you, if it takes energy, then have no doubt, you are not yet very advanced in your relationship to Krishna. Yes, you have some mental concepts, that's something. It's better than nothing. But it really shows when you sit down to meet Radha and Krishna, what is your relationship. So in spiritual life, this is a very important thing. You somehow have to have someone in between. There has to be a pure devotee who is close to Krishna. Krishna only allows to be approached by someone who goes through the in-between. Like Prabhupada often said, when you want to go to the king, you have to go through the minister. If you want to go to a father, you have to go through his little child, and so on. So you can't do it alone. Krishna has set it up. In his words, it's a... He says, my devotees are dear, I'm sitting in their heart, and those who are devotees of my devotee, they are also dear to me. This is how Krishna wishes to be approached. It's his decision. It's the way to go. It's the street to take. So in Prabhupada's absence, it's necessary to not lose that connection, but to keep it and this example from the scriptures which you have seen helps you. The flower, which is you, the disciple, needs both the sun and the pond. The pond is here on his platform on the level of the flower. The pond is there. It's only centimeters away from the lotus flower. So the guru is there with the disciple. He's only centimeters away. And Krishna, who in some ways, he's like the sun. here's a more far for the devotee, the young devotee. So you must have the water, otherwise the sun, all your rasic literature, all your this and that, aids and prayers. I mean, I have a whole table full, you can see. It won't work. This is my little realization which I want to offer. It's becoming stronger by Prabhupada's mercy, but I also want to not appear like a holy disciple of Prabhupada. I consider myself a very bad disciple because I have a very strong mind, and this kanalaine is very strong. By now, Burishampu asked me to teach him some German, so this was your first lesson.
Kanaya love. I'm just preparing you
Can alone. It's not sacred. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premanandi, Hari go. We are just singing only very briefly. We sing now we make Pushpanjali only very briefly. Means really not if we do a traditional Pushpanjali, it's 5 minutes.